This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We are broadcasting worldwide. We're going to have the aftermath of what's unfolded there in the swamp battle. The swamp has struck back big time in Alabama. Massive evidence of election fraud. Judges ruling they could erase the digital records the next day so there couldn't be a proper recount. The military ballots, almost none of them counted. It just goes on and on. But plus, you notice that he lost by half a point. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they said he was going to lose by 10 to 15 to create the bandwagon effect. But the big story is the grilling of the swamp creature, Rosenstein, right now in Congress. Here's from earlier when the chairman of the committee, Bob Goodlatte, laid out some of the breaking news from documents they just got last night.
Thank you, Deputy General Rosen, Attorney General Rosenstein, for appearing for the first time in front of this committee. There is much to discuss today, and we look forward to your testimony and answers to your questions. As chairman of the committee with primary oversight of the Department of Justice and the FBI, I have always supported the department and the FBI in performing their valuable missions to keep our nation safe and to hold individuals accountable for criminal conduct. Yet, I and many on this committee now find ourselves in the very difficult position of questioning the actions of both prior and current department and FBI leadership. You have a unique role at the Department of Justice in that you appointed Special Counsel Mueller and have a supervisory role over his investigation. It is therefore very appropriate for you to appear before this committee to answer questions related to the scope of the special counsel's investigation, as well as its current efficacy in light of various events calling into question its impartiality. Reports on the political predisposition and potential bias of certain career agents and department lawyers on Special Counsel Mueller's team are deeply troubling to all citizens who expect a system of blind and equal justice. The Department of Justice investigations must not be tainted by individuals imposing their own political prejudices. We are now beginning to better understand the magnitude of this insider bias on Mr. Mueller's team. First, we have FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page exchanging communications showing extreme bias against President Trump. A fact that would be bad enough if it weren't for the fact that these two individuals were employed as part of the Mueller dream team investigating the very person for whom they were showing disdain. And calling it mere disdain is generous. According to the documents produced last night to this committee, Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page refer to the president as an utter idiot, a loathsome human, and awful, while continually praising Hillary Clinton and the Obamas. These text messages prove what we all suspected. High-ranking FBI officials involved in the Clinton investigation were personally invested in the outcome of the election and clearly let their strong political opinions cloud their professional judgment. And this was only an initial disclosure containing heavy redactions. Second, former embattled FBI General Counsel and current Mueller prosecutor Andrew Weissman expressed his awe of a former DOJ official for shunning the president and failing to faithfully execute the law. However, we are the ones now in awe that someone like Mr. Weissman remains on an investigative team that looks more and more partisan. Third, we have learned that a top Mueller prosecutor, Jeannie Rhee, in addition to the other actions that would normally justify recusal, served as an attorney for the Clinton Foundation. Aren't Department of Justice attorneys advised to avoid even the appearance of impropriety? A former Clinton employee is now investigating President Trump. This seems to be the very definition of appearance of impropriety. Fourth, we have just recently learned...
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, and we're broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday post-election coverage. The swamp has definitely struck back in a big, big way. They buried Roy Moore under record amounts of vicious campaign ads, total demonization, false reports. The entire swamp, Republican and Democratic parties, ganged up on Moore. That was the program. That was the operation. And so they're heralding this as a great sign that they're going to retake things in 2018. That is not what the demographics, the numbers, the facts show. The Republican Party has raised more money in the last year since the president was elected than it ever has by a massive factor of almost 2-1. All over the country, most local elections are being won by Republicans and even traditionally Democratic held areas. Yes, one of the reddest states in the country is Alabama, but you had a perfect storm come in here. And you also had ads running, millions of dollars of them, saying, if you vote for Roy Moore, we're going to publish your name in the newspaper. Talk about a total civil rights violation, but it's, again, all about your daughter being mad at you, your wife being mad at you, that you have enabled a pedophile who's not a pedophile, has not been convicted of being a pedophile, not been charged of being a pedophile, if you vote for Judge Roy Moore. So this is a great example, a great exercise in the art of dirty politics, and they're just getting more and more desperate. Again, they want to build this image that the Democrats have cleaned house. Now Trump's got to go. They want congressional hearings because the Russia situation has imploded. Now I'm going to get back to more on Roy Moore in Alabama and what really happened there coming up in the next segment. And I'm also going to later get into some more of the hearing that's still going on with the Deputy AG Rosenstein, who really is the Attorney General at this point, part of a swamp coup of that agency. And we have him appointing individuals like Mueller, who brought in nothing but Democrats, 97% of those in this giant organization that spent almost $8 million now in the last year, are part of stay-behind networks that Hillary put in charge. And new documents were given to the committee just last night under threat of contempt of Congress by Rosenstein and the Department of Justice, and it just gets worse by the minute. It is unbelievable. Fusion GPS admits DOJ officials' wife, Nellie Orr, hired to probe Trump. So she was brought in specifically from Fusion GPS, the group that put out the fake dossier, by the FBI to put millions more into trying to doll it all up and make it look real. And then Orr was there to make sure that it went to the FISA court. And they even had the FBI agents there that have turned out to be Clinton operatives as well, that then reportedly, the words are going to soon be breaking, testified secretly to the FISA court. That's why you have the FISA judge, that was also the judge over Flynn, recusing himself. It's why you've got all these other FBI agents having to step down, Justice Department people, because this was a completely fraudulent endeavor. What they did is what the NSA has been caught doing in the last 5 years. It's been going on for decades, working with the Drug Enforcement Agency. And that program at the Drug Enforcement Agency is to use illegal wiretaps to then gather data on how to frame somebody, usually they're innocent, and then they have false witnesses and others, false informants, false witnesses, liars, criminally go in and then testify to things that didn't happen to then get the fake warrants to then reconstruct what the illegal investigation did. It's called parallel construction. And so you have parallel construction, illegal spying. Then they go get the warrants based on lies and fraud, and the judge and the FBI agents and the Justice Department official and then his wife, it's all fusion GPS. You go do it in a foreign country, so there's plausible deniability, so the courts can't reach over there as well. The fraud is inculcated. It is then criminally brought back over here using taxpayer money. It is further embellished, and then it is deployed into the media through BuzzFeed during the election to destroy the president. When that doesn't work, it's still the entire modus operandi and the entire Bible, the entire canon, the entire operating manual, the entire universe of the false Russia storyline. And that's what they hang their entire hat on. So the wheels are falling off. The engine is on fire. And they are now segueing into hashtag MeToo that was meant to be launched during ongoing impeachment hearings next year. The word is they were going to launch this and the Alzheimer's and all the rest of it next year for the final blows to make it just look like to America there's so much scandal, this guy's evil, all these women coming out, you know, all this stuff about Alzheimer's, all these other things, and now the Russia stuff. It was all meant to come together in February of next year, but they're desperate, so they're now firing their reinforcements. It's kind of like a Battle of Waterloo. You've got Napoleon up against Lord Wellington, and he's getting crushed by the Prussians. So Napoleon commits all of his forces, and then in swings the British to close the door in a pincer attack and crush them. They had that planned. They thought that they would, but now they've already had to do what Napoleon did. They've deployed everything. They've launched all reserves, attacks, everything, fire, 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 fire. But they're not raising money. They spent the little they've got on this Moore thing, betting everything on it. And notice the Democrat judge said, oh, we're going to erase all the computer files after tonight on Wednesday morning. So there's going to be no recount. Try that, Moore. Oh, and the polls said he was going to lose by 10 to 15 points. Fox News, CNN, same garbage to create a bandwagon effect with some to go, well, I better vote with a winner. He's going to lose. So he lost some there. And then they just came in, baby, and they, as they do all over the country, had the dead people vote and had the folks busted in those Democrat areas, and they stole the election when my research shows Roy Moore probably would have won by 6-7 points. So it really is biblical what we're witnessing, and the dirty tricks of the Clintons and the dirty tricks of their systems in this country reaching down through into daily life. I mean, they come after you when you fight them. They run intelligence operations. They destroy families. They pay people off. They threaten weak-minded people into going along with them. But their reign of intimidation and their reign of just the dirtiest pool ever played in this country, probably in the world, is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. Doesn't mean there's some great utopia where over the hill, but Americana, people being honorable, folks operating off their name and all the fact that folks know where they stand and that your word's your word and the deal's a deal. And just getting back to basic free market where companies are too confident in the system for their children to want to shut down free market just because they can get even richer now by destroying the cornucopia by killing the golden goose. Killing the golden goose is coming to an end. And if you try that type of garbage, crony capitalist crap, people are going to come after you. And so I am just so honored to stand here with all of you in this epic fight. It's incredibly interesting. It's incredibly important. It's incredibly amazing. And I just want to thank you all for your support and your prayers, because without you, InfoWars wouldn't have been able to come through all these storms. Without you, we wouldn't be seeing the major turnaround in the economy and the culture, and we wouldn't be seeing the enemy throw everything they've got. Everything they've got. At humanity trying to bully us back into submission. That's only going to cause the next wave of libertarian thinking to be even bigger. And I can tell you, we're moving in a very good direction. We're in a fight. We're bloodied. But at least we're not on our knees tied up with these people having their way with us culturally, intellectually, spiritually. We're on our feet. We're swinging hard. And we're beating the hell out of them.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
For joining us today. I can tell you without any doubt, the entire House of Cards, as I said 2 weeks ago, has collapsed on Russiagate, and the crimes committed are unbelievable, and the individuals involved are either involved in the fake dossier, most of them are involved in that, others are involved literally selling out our uranium reserves of enriched uranium. I mean, it doesn't get more national security violations. It doesn't get more treasonous. And just getting fabulously rich off the Russians buying them off, which is what foreign governments do if you're wide open to it. Of course, they'll come in and buy off your government to get resources. That's what our government does. And I think it should stop, by the way. I think we should have real detente with Russia, and it should all stop. There have been long periods of time before in civilization where people don't do this type of crap, because folks would go to war over it. We put up with too much of this stuff. Leave everybody alone, man. Let's go to the stars. Let's build civilization. Stop spending all our time robbing from each other. So many beta males, though, in the system want to go out and screw people over because they are dishonorable. The problem in the world is wimps. I don't mean wimps physically. I mean wimps mentally. Every time I turn around, that's the problem, is cowardly beta males that think doing evil is powerful and being dishonorable is powerful. It is not powerful. It is disgusting. But the whole thing's coming down. I just point out that we laid all this out weeks ago, and I pinned it, so people will know that I know what I'm talking about. I don't just get up here and say, we're kicking their living behinds in, so get on your knees before God. We've been praying for this, seeking God's face, trying to humble ourselves, and find that quiet place of the Most High. And it's happening. But we're in the middle of a major spiritual war here, ladies and gentlemen. And so none of us are worthy, by the way, to even fight on God's side. You know, evil attacks those of us that have good hearts and makes us think, you know, well, you're not that good of a person. You have a conscience. You have some problems in your life. So you're nobody to stand up against evil. Well, I'm not trying to consciously hurt people, and I love God. That's the difference. And I just am so thankful this is all coming out, came out days ago, that the wife of the number two at Fusion GPS was hired by the Justice Department official that resigned last week, highest level Justice Department official over Russia investigations. This is all the top people who had the other FBI agents over there who were in charge of the Russia investigations, period. Not just this investigation. All manufacture this fake garbage, and they knew it was fake. And the judges had to recuse themselves because that was fake. The whole thing's fake, and now they've got all these congressmen coming out saying the most incredible things ever. Look at this. This is Jim Jordan. House Judiciary Committee grills Deputy Attorney General. Americans believe that the Comey FBI and the Obama Justice Department worked with one campaign to go after the other campaign. That just happened a little while ago, and I've got a bunch of other clips that I'm going to get to when we come back in the next segment. I'm going to go right to it. But I just up front want to say that this is not something that's instant gratification. Everybody just wants a bed of roses right now. We are having, if you look at political time spans, we're getting instant delivery right now of globalism falling apart, of prosperity coming back, of tyrants being unmasked, of incredible things happening. If you want to see incredible victory, you're seeing it. That's why the enemy threw everything they could at Roy Moore and manufactured all that garbage and said he was going to lose by 10, 15 points to create a bandwagon effect. And the judge said, oh, no, we're erasing all the digital files. I mean, how creepy is that to have the big Democrat judge over the state election commission say, we're getting rid of the computer files as soon as the polls close? They're like, why would you say that? Just hide it in plain view. They've never done that before. Last night I looked that up, and they don't do that. They keep it for several years. It's like, why? Why would you announce that? There it is. Alabama Supreme Court blocks order to preserve digital voting records. Digital's not even like paper. It's basically free. You can save the whole election on a thumb drive. No, no, no. Imagine you go to the bank and you're going to deposit $10,000. And they say, oh, by the way, we're not going to let you keep a record you put this in here. We're not going to give you a receipt. And you say, well, that sounds like you're planning to steal my money. In the final hour, court rules that Alabama can destroy digital voting records after all. And the judge said, we're getting rid of them the next day or right when the polls close. Oh, that's not suspicious at all. Alabamans, you don't get to vote for who you want. You don't get to thumb your nose at the outside powers and the globalists. And I don't knock New Yorkers. They're great people and folks in California, but they're all, you know, running down the hayseeds. And, oh, you dumb Alabamans, how you like that now? We're going to destroy the records, and we're going to run ads saying we're publishing your names and having young women say, we're going to say you're a pedophile. We're going to play that ad coming up, too. Maybe I should play a little bit of that ad right now, because that is the nastiness of the Democratic pedophile party. With all their corruption, all their evil, and all their admissions, to point their finger at you and to say that we're going to publish, just like they used to publish until they got sued, newspapers would publish the names of concealed carry people in the town. Great, tell who's got a gun, where they live, like they're bad people. Oh, want to go steal guns? You know, go to this house during the holidays, see if there's a couple newspapers out front the house and break into it. This is the bullying. This is the harassment. This is the garbage. And people are sick of it. Alabama voters are upset that the court says we destroyed the voting records. Moore buried under TV ad barrage. And a bunch of so-called conservative neocon groups bought ads, also saying terrible things. Pro-Doug Jones super PAC using voter intimidation tactics. Ad claims your vote is public record. Wow. Let's play part of that ad going out to break.
Your daughter, your sister, what if she was 16 years old or 15 or even 14? Would you let a 32-year-old man be alone with her, date her, undress her, touch her, have her touch him? That's what Roy Moore did. He called it dating. We call it unacceptable. That's why we can't support Roy Moore.
And none of that's even been proven.
Roy Moore, a child predator, wins. Could you live with that? Your vote is public record, and your community will know whether or not...
It's amazing. We're going to go to break and come back and get to the real victory. That they have been caught committing all these crimes in the Russiagate to overthrow an election and to stop the American people. Hell, they stole the nomination from Sanders. They just stole the election from Moore and Alabamans. But you think Alabamans aren't used to having outside groups come in and stall people in the Senate or in the governorship? You don't think Alabamans don't know and they're not going to come back politically even stronger? The fight's on! You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items High-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcast going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Police have identified 4 victims and plan on more than just the 4 murder charges filed today.
Confirmed earlier reports of cannibalism.
The building was a scene of ghoulish slaughter.
A large kettle on the stove which held boiled body parts.
Identified 4 victims.
Killed even more.
Plan on more than just the 4 murder charges filed today.
Had sex with some of the victims before he killed them. And that he was also a necrophiliac.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, exposing the globalists and the underbelly of Hollywood and the New World Order, satanic pedophile worldwide network. And the swamp thinks it's had a big victory in Alabama. It hasn't. I'm going to break the fraud down. The election was clearly stolen by a trifecta of fake polls saying Moore was 10 to 15 points behind when he lost by half a point. That creates a fake bandwagon effect to make people feel like they're going to be losers if they go for who they really want. That probably pulled 5 points. That fraud Historically, we know that's how that works. They admit it. It's in the WikiLeaks. They tried it with Trump. People broke through the conditioning, and that's why he won. Telling people we're going to say you're a child molester and publish your name in the newspaper with TV ads if you don't come out and vote for Jones. And then, of course, election fraud, having folks vote in the names of dead people. We know that's a Democrat specialty. They were throwing everything they could into this, and Alabama's famous for Democrats cheating in elections. So this is all about frustrating the willing American people after they've had eight other special elections, federal elections, that Democrats lost, even though they threw all that money behind it. They were desperate for a victory. And that's what this was all about. Desperate for a victory, desperate for something, and that's what they're trying to do. But getting back to the really, really big news, I want to go to a clip of Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, Grill Judiciary Committee, Deputy Attorney General. And we've got, again, live feeds of these videos at InfoWars.com on the front page, InfoWars.com/show. If you thought the vitriolic hatred as the Democrats get scareder and their operatives get more and more scared, and as all the firings happen of Democratic operatives that couldn't deliver, like Charlie Rose and, of course, others, you're seeing Mika Brzezinski come out and say, how dare the wife and daughters of Trump not call him a evil pig? You see just insane frothing information up on InfoWars.com as they go crazy, as they go completely and absolutely crazy and just call for more and more insanity. But right now, let's go to this powerful video from Congressman Jim Jordan. Here it is.
Gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Jordan, for 5 minutes.
Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, and was the dossier the basis for securing warrants at the FISA court to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign? Really, when you sum it all up, it boils down to those fundamental questions. Did you pay the guy who wrote it? And did you use what he wrote, disproven, discredited dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign? Did you use it to go get warrants to spy on Americans? That's what it comes down to. And you're the guy who can answer those questions. And yesterday I was convinced that the answer to those questions was probably yes. But today I'm even more convinced the answer is yes, based on the text messages we got to read early this morning. Mr. Rosenstein, you know Peter Strzok? You familiar with that name?
Yes, I'm familiar with the name. And,
former deputy head of counterintelligence at the FBI? Peter Strzok, that one?
I don't know his precise title, but yes, he had a significant role in...
Peter Strzok ran the Clinton campaign, interviewed Bill Zabedee and Clinton, changed the...
But back it up 15 seconds for me. This is so powerful. Remember, this same congressman last week, he played the clip four or five times. It was so powerful. We never do that. He said, you know, I wonder if Mr. Strzok's the one that took the Fusion GPS dossier to get the warrant. These guys all have security clearances. They already know. They just can't release it. And we knew this a long time ago just from my sources, that it was all a Clinton op, and that's how they did it, and they used the dossier to get the fake warrant for the parallel construction. But this is incredible. Rosenstein's involved with Uranium One. He's involved in everything, and here he is trying to play dumb when they set up this whole fraudulent criminal conspiracy that's being blown open in front of everyone. That's why they're so scared. That's why they're so shrill. Let's go back.
Peter Strzok, that one.
I don't know his precise title, but yes, he had a significant role in...
Peter Strzok ran the Clinton campaign, interviewed Mills, Abedin, Clinton, changed the exoneration letter from gross negligence to extreme carelessness. Peter Strzok, who ran the Russian investigation, interviewed Mike Flynn. Peter Strzok selected by Mr. Mueller to be on his team. That Peter Strzok, we learned, had all these text messages. We got to read some of them early this morning. Now, as my colleagues have pointed out, some of them are, you know, they're... show he didn't like Trump. He and Ms. Page are exchanging text messages back and forth, show they don't like the president. But that's nothing new. Everyone on Mueller's team, no one on Mueller's team likes Trump. We already knew that. But I want to focus on one in particular. One in particular. And this is a text message from Mr. Strzok to Ms. Page, recalling a conversation and a meeting that took place in Andrew McCabe's office, deputy director of the FBI, recalling a meeting earlier, and Mr. Strzok says this: I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office. Then there's a break. Dash, it says that there's no way he gets elected. No way Trump gets elected. He says, I want to believe that. You said that in the meeting in Andrew McCabe's office. I want to believe that. But then he goes, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. Now, this goes to intent. He says, we can't take the risk that, you know, the people of this great country might elect Donald Trump president. We can't take this risk. This is Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI. This is Peter Strzok, who I think had a hand in that dossier that was all dressed up and taken to the FISA court. He's saying, we can't take the risk. We have to do something about it. Now, don't forget the timeline here either, Mr. Rosenstein. Peter Strzok, January 10th, he's the guy who changes the exoneration letter from gross negligence, criminal standard, to extreme carelessness.
Stop again. Let's back it up again, 10 seconds. You understand, they've got the whole chain. The president has all the NSA stuff, all the spy grids they've been using on him. He can now, because they're the ones that recorded it and put it in the files. They can go pull them up. And what did Roger Stone call for 2 months ago on this show? A new special counsel to investigate these guys. But I tend to agree that the Inspector General's office are the ones finally exposing all this and finally doing a good job, that they've got the constitutional duty. Is it some rogue group over here like Mueller or some group that can be gotten to and intimidated? Let's continue.
Now, don't forget the timeline here either, Mr. Rosenstein. Peter Strzok, January 10th, he's the guy who changes the exoneration letter from gross negligence, criminal standard, to extreme carelessness. July 2nd, he's the guy who sets in on the Clinton interview. July 5th, 2016, that's when Comey has the press conference and says, we're not going to prosecute. Clinton's okay, we're not going to prosecute. And then August 2016, we have this text message. The same month that the Russian investigation is opened at the FBI, August 2016, and my guess is that's the same month that the application was taken to the FISA court to get the warrants to spy on Americans. Using this dossier that the Clinton campaign paid for, Democrats paid for, fake news, all dressed up, taken to the court. So I got really just a couple basic questions. Because it seems to me if the answer to any of these of those two questions, if the answer is yes, if you guys paid Christopher Steele at the same time the Democrats and the Clinton campaign were paying, or if you took the dossier, dressed it all up, took it to the FISA court, and used that as the basis to get warrants, and now we have intent in this text message saying that there's another text message. My colleague referenced it earlier, where Mr. Strzok says, I can protect our country at many levels. Says it with all the humility he could muster. I can protect our country at many levels. This guy thought he was Super Agent James Bond at the FBI. This is obvious.
All right, pause. We're going to come back with the powerful conclusion here and then the bumbling response of Rosenstein. But let me tell you, this congressman is unbelievable. I've watched Jordan for a while. He'd make a great president. That guy, man, that's presidential material. That guy's smart, on target, focused. He knows how to set these guys up and destroy the enemies of America. And I love it. Rosenstein, all you idiots. You want to fight? You better believe you got one, scum.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why new Manna Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New Manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your new Manna today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. I intend to open the phones up in the second, third, and fourth hours today. We're going to go right back to the Congressman, Jim Jordan. Just so dramatic. You never see the FBI or Justice Department grilled like this, because they can set you up. They'll put you in prison. They'll send the IRS after Congress members that speak out against them. That's why everybody's so scared of them. They've turned to the Praetorian Guard in this country, and it is a shameful collection of horrible criminals at the top. I mean, just the FBI at the top is La Cosa Nostra in America. Strangely enough, though, the average FBI agent tries to save kidnapped kids or is fighting bank robbery or, like, Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, the best folks out there. And I've got this from highest levels FBI, highest level CIA, highest level folks that, you know, have been deputy directors in the FBI, okay, that there's white hats and there's black hats. And for decades, they had some white hats and some black hats at the top. They got all black hats at the top now. And, man, they would do anything. Get Chinese money, Russian money, EU money, corporate. I mean, the crimes are just, they all protect each other. And they have these big law firms that sign off on it and stuff, just like Enron had. And it's just crazy. They make Bernie Madoff look like an angel. But now to see congressmen coming out, a bunch of them, and saying, we got you, and forcing them to turn over the documents, and it's just worse than that they'd even said last week in hearings. I mean, this was a group of Clinton zealots manufacturing fraud, lying about it, using illegal wiretaps to get real wiretaps, intercepts, and then leaking it to the press. I mean, there's so many crimes here. And then lying to Congress, Comey and Mueller lied to Congress about the investigation. I mean, they all need to go to prison. If you really want to clean house and end all this, and there's no bigger fans. You see Nadler, Matt, he goes, well, a lot of the FBI is battling the Democrats. And if you want to get political, the FBI that aren't pedophiles. So this is a real war in America. The FBI is not the enemy. The Justice Department's not even the enemy. These are our institutions, but they've been taken over. They've been hijacked, folks. It's that simple. I'm going to try to shut up and just let him finish up with this piece of testimony because I want to play the other clip from last week where he said, I got a feeling this is the case. And then this week we have all the documents. He's already got them all. Here, let's continue.
Our country at many levels says it with all the humility he could muster. I could protect our country at many levels. This guy thought he was Super Agent James Bond at the FBI. This is obvious. I'm afraid we can't take that risk. We can't. There's no way we can let the American people make Donald Trump the next president. I got to protect our country. This is unbelievable. And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the public trust in this whole thing is gone. So it seems to me you got two things you can do. You're the guy in charge. You're the guy who picked Mueller. You're the guy who wrote the memo saying why he needed to fire Comey. You're the guy in charge. You could disband the Mueller special prosecutor, and you can do what we've all called for. Appoint a second special counsel to look into this, to look into Peter Strzok, Bruce Ohr, everything else we've learned in the last several weeks.
And pause. Back it up. I just got to tell you, where'd you hear about a new special counsel first is right here. And we're going to debate that with Roger Stone. I forgot to tell you guys, Roger Stone. He wants to come on the third hour. I forgot to tell you. Now we got another guest on there. So we'll do 30 minutes with one guest and then have Stone on. But, I mean, why not use the Inspector General? They're the ones that are finally doing something. I think that's the proof they're doing what they're supposed to. I mean, they've uncovered Matt. They're caught, folks. I mean, this is unbelievable. Let's continue.
You're the guy who wrote the memo saying why he needed to fire Comey. You're the guy in charge. You could disband the Mueller special prosecutor, and you can do what we've all called for. Appoint a second special counsel to look into this, to look into Peter Strzok, Bruce Ohr, everything else we've learned in the last several weeks.
Yes, Congressman, and I can assure you that I consider it very important to make sure the thorough review is done, and our Inspector General is doing a thorough review. That's how we found those text messages as part of that review.
Let me, you've given that answer like 15 times. Let me ask you this. Are you concerned? I mean, this is what a lot of Americans are believing right now, and I certainly do.
By the way, pause.
That the Comey FBI...
They wouldn't release all this Inspector General stuff till Congress subpoenaed it. Now, the FBI did 2 weeks ago go ahead and post on their site the beginning of this, so I don't know. Is it Inspector General? Because they look like they're starting doing their job, or is it the special prosecutor? Here, let's continue.
And the Obama Justice Department worked with one campaign to go after the other campaign. That's what everything points to. Think about what we've learned in the last several weeks. We first learned they paid for the dossier. Then we learned about Peter Strzok. And last week we learned about Bruce Ohr and his wife, Nell. I mean, this is unbelievable. So what's it going to take to get a second special counsel to answer these questions and find out, was Peter Strzok really up to what I think he was?
I think it's important to understand, Congressman, we have an inspector general who has 500 employees and a $100 million budget, and this is what he does. He investigates allegations of misconduct involving department employees. That review that he is conducting is what turned up those text messages. It will also involve interviews of those persons and of other witnesses.
So we're looking forward to his report, and we've met with Mr. Horowitz, and we're anxiously awaiting that report. But that doesn't dismiss the fact that the country thinks we need a second special counsel. 20 members of this committee, the Judiciary Committee, with primary jurisdiction over the Justice Department, thinks we need a second special counsel. All kinds of senators think we need a special counsel. What fact pattern do you have to have? What kind of text message do you have to see before you say it's time for a second special counsel?
I want to assure you, Congressman, as I think the Attorney General explained, we take very seriously the concerns of 20 members of this committee or one member of this committee, but we have a responsibility to make an independent determination, and we will.
Hey, pause again. Comey and Mueller ended different criminal investigations on servers and were uranium wine and all this other stuff on the Clintons as FBI directors. They did that. And then it gets worse. Because you could have the president fire the FBI director if they wanted to, but we just leave all this in place. And he says, oh, we're just going to continue on. When they're the ones that criminally ended the Hillary investigation because they felt like it was the Justice Department and had illegal tarmac meetings. But he's acting like when they're in the middle of this giant debacle where they've been caught red-handed, that they're just going to go ahead with it all because it just doesn't matter. And everybody will forget about it next week. Go ahead.
I want to assure you, Congressman, as I think the Attorney General explained, we take very seriously the concerns of 20 members of this committee or one member of this committee, but we have a responsibility to make an independent determination, and we will.
Thank the chair.
The chair recognizes.
And again, let's read that quote. Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, and was the dossier the basis for securing warrants for the FISA court to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign? I mean, this is beyond any movie, beyond Perry Mason. I mean, this is just sensational. And then when they cut, because it's still going, when they cut to the Democrats, they'll just bring up the racism and other Republicans, and we need investigations of Trump for hurting women. And by the way, Trump did a bad job on the response to the hurricanes. I've never seen them have hearings where they just totally bypass all this and just cover other issues. They don't even try to prop up the DOJ or prop up their minion. They just engage in this behavior. I'll play it coming up in the next little segment. Congressman Jim Jordan last week, but I'm really a fan of that guy. Tenacious, everything. It's just amazing. He's awesome. Every time I see him over the years, he just does an amazing job. So I've been a fan, but I'm really a big fan. Because let me tell you, you're going up against the mafia when you ask questions like that. And I do it every day. It's just good to see other men standing up with us. Because let me tell you, I'm going to do my duty, but it's hard to hold back sometimes. If you're going to go full on war against these people, but you got to play by the rules. And you know they're a bunch of scum. I just cannot wait till we send these people to prison. Good Lord. Oh, man. Briefly, this is when we fund the next year, InfoWars. And we sell great products at great prices. But the weeks leading up to Christmas and up to the 19th, where we can still guarantee delivery on or before Christmas, but you want to get them by the 18th to really be safe, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and it's what we call Christmas week, this week leading up to the week of Christmas. And we've got massive specials, free shipping, and we've got the new Alpha Power, 50% off. It is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality formula out there, period, in this whole area of natural, healthy testosterone boosting, in the area of increased physical and mental energy. Helps reduce fatigue. It's been admitted to be associated with healthier cholesterol, better energy during the day, better sleep. I mean, we can even make claims because it's so powerful, and it's all seen as healthy and good. But let me tell you need to be very, maybe take a half capsule the first time you take it. Alpha Power, 50% off. The Real Red Pill grows great with it. DNA 4 is 33% off. Survival Show, 50% off. A lot of this stuff is going to have to end, though. A lot of it's selling out. But we've got record sales, even on new items at InfoWarsLife.com. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Just support the InfoWar. Get great products and get your Christmas gifts now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. History's happening. You get tomorrow's news today here at InfoWars. Second hour straight ahead.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.